So now, kids, tell me about dancing.
Well, it's good exercise.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me. Not much younger, mind you. Perhaps even a couple years older.
Queen K.
V.
Oral fixation.
Welcome to Queen KV's Oral Fixations. This is episode number 9. I'm your host, Queen KV, and it's a bit chilly here in Topeka. I'm currently broadcasting from our bedroom in the Golden City, and outside it's snowing. It's not warm enough for anything to stick, but, you know, we do see snowflakes out here. Earlier this morning around 5, I was actually driving home from an overnight shift, and it was storming. We're talking like hard rain, bright lightning, which was actually kind of helpful because when you're driving down the turnpike, there's barely any street lights, so the lightning actually illuminated the road. So there you go. What has been going on? Well, evolution has been the big word of the day here in the state of Kansas. State Board of Education voted 6-4 to include criticism of theory of evolution in its standards. So we'll see how that goes. People are either, liberal opponents are waiting for either lawsuits or the next election for those board members to make their, you know, thing heard. Conservatives, for their part, were trying to argue that it's not about faith, it's not about religion, and that they were arguing, they were trying to find a way to take down the dogmatic approach to teaching the theory of evolution. But obviously, on last week, John Bacon, a Republican member of the board, said, "It's a sad day for atheists." So there's no hiding the religious connotations of this decision. The governor of Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius, criticized the board's action. You know, basically she said that if we're trying to move the state forward and we're trying to bring high-tech jobs into the state, we're going to have to strengthen our standards, our science standards, not weaken them. And as a side note, the governor was actually named one of the top 5 governors in the nation, and that's from Time Magazine, so props to her. But, That's what's going on in the state. I'm trying to adjust. I'm still a Cali girl, and I'm missing sunshine and beaches and diversity. But people are friendly here in Kansas, and that's made the adjustment, the transition, a little easier here. So we'll talk more about our adventures in Topeka and in the state. But first, we're going to get into some music. This is Irving doing Army Ants in Your Pants here on Queen KV's Oral Fixations.
Some insects and people live similarly. Gather us in groups and call it society. The social insects who scare off your pants form a militant group called the Army Ants. Shake out your leg, shake it out, shake it in. Right, shake your belly. And
spins a silver cocoon in super. At this stage,
it's called a super.
When eggs hatch into worm-like larvae, to resemble neither their mother or their father.
One thing he mates with,
she lays 10 times a year in duration.
Wild,
we'll be right back.
You're just listening to Bite Size here on Queen KV's Oral Fixations. They were doing Switch Hitter. We also had Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, that's the name of the group. And they were doing Over and Over Again, Lost and Found. And finally, at the top of the set, something off the Dimension Mix compilation album. That was Irving doing Army Ants in Your Pants. And there you go. So I said from the last time that I would tell you a little more about Kansas. Well, we're stationed in Topeka right now. It's the capital of the state, but not a lot is going on here. It's definitely for families and folks who are settling down. It's one big strip mall. That's what it comes down to. It has a Best Buy, Target, Walmart Supercenter, Olive Garden, Red Lobster. Everything you need, every Americana need, can be satisfied here in Topeka. No doubt, but if you're looking for something a little more independent, something non-corporate, something with a little more soul, you could head 25 miles east to Lawrence. That's where Kansas University is located, and the locals there call it the Berkeley of the Midwest. It's definitely friendly, definitely more diverse. You know, I see couple Asians walking down the street instead of just the ones I see at church in Topeka. So that's kind of nice. Really good food out there too. Just more options. My first lunch in Lawrence was at La Perla, a South American cuisine place. I had a great like rice bowl dish with like green peppers and beef, just marinated, and it's just very savory. And if you have a craving for rice, which that just happens to me, I grew up with rice and sometimes I need it, so head over to Zen Zero. Zen Zero had, it's kind of like an Asian fusion type place. Some really good tofu pad thai. I also had a very fiery green curry chicken rice dish. I was gulping down water on that one. And another nice thing, Vietnamese coffee, the stuff where they pour in the condensed milk first and then they brew the coffee on top and it just drips in, and it's a great, great dessert drink. And it actually reminds me of the times when I would hit Le Cheval just across the street from the Hearst. It's across the street from the museum, yeah. And I'd go there for my Vietnamese coffee craving, so thankfully I found a place in Lawrence that will satisfy that craving for me. That was really nice. Another thing, really neat music out here in Lawrence. Last Thursday night at the Jackpot Saloon, we caught Octus and Evan Satoff, both are local bands, opening for Deerhoof. They're Bay Area based. Wow, that was so cool. Love Deerhoof. Satomi Matsukai did the female vocals. Very breathy, sweet, cute vocals, very anime-like, over some very crunchy guitars, loud drums, with Greg Saunier, Chris Cohen, and John Dietrich. Great noise pop, electronica, chaos. And in that venue, it's a very small venue, so it was a very cozy. Everybody's very tall, too, so it was kind of hard to see, but a lot of fun in any event. And Octus was also a lot of fun. Octus did a lot of multimedia, like anti-American capitalism type stuff, which was a lot of fun, with this guy Skullhead narrating most of it. Then Evan Satoff was in between the two sets. It was more of like the mellow acoustic set, which kind of didn't work out because it became wallpaper music, unfortunately. People were talking over it, and I could tell, like, it was, well-done music. It's just difficult to enjoy when the crowd was kind of, like, competing with the music, so there you go. In any event, I had a great time, and I actually got a couple bylines out of this, photography bylines. You can check out the pictures at lawrence.com. And Lawrence is spelled LAWRENCE.com. So there you go. And because of that, I decided the next set had to have some deer hoof in it, so this is Byun by Deer Hoof on Queen KV's Oral Fixations.
Yeah. skin falls and you draw back again. Falls and this is how I felt, and I cannot forget, and I cannot forget. So come on home, but don't forget to
hi again. You're just listening to Adult doing Herring Impaired off of their new album DUME. And that's Herring spelled H-A-I-R-I-N-G. So there you go. We also had something from Franz Ferdinand's first album, their self-titled debut, Come On Home. And at the top of the set, Bune by Deerhoof off of the Green Cosmos EP. And just wanted to put in a plug for the website. If you have any questions about the website, if you want to check out the playlist and links to artists, you could go to dj.queenkv.org. That's dj.queenkv.org. And hey, if you happen to be a musical artist and you want to get featured on this program, my email's up there, so you could shoot me a message and we can work something out. Alright, moving on, we're getting into something a little more dancey, a little more electronica here. Cascades of Colors, this is remixed by Everything but the Girl, originally done by Ananda Project, off of their album Back to Mine, right here on Queen KV's All Fixations.
Sunrise and the sunset. But when night falls, but the music, that sunrise, and that sunset. But when night falls, but the music, that sunrise, and that sunset. But when night falls,
swept away with no
other
hand.
But the music,
the music is weak and back to your
hand. That sunrise,
of colors, stay right through your hand.
That sunset, but when night falls,
swept away with no other hand.
But the music,
the music is weak and back to your hand.
That sunrise,
of colors, stay right through your hand.
Sunset,
in the past,
back
in the sand.
But when night falls,
swept away with no other hand.
But the music,
the music is weak
and
back to your hand.
That sunrise,
so colors, right through your hand.
Sunset,
in the past, back in the sand.
Miss Kinnon and the Hacker doing Slow Track off of their album First Album here on Queen KV's Oral Fixations. We also had Everything But the Girl doing Cascades of Color. So that's my show. Hey, yay! It's been fun as always. I'm Queen KV, broadcasting from the Golden City, specifically inside my bedroom. And we'll probably have another episode coming up soon. We'll see how the work thing works out. Again, if you have any questions, if you want to find a playlist from today's episode, go to dj.queenkv.org and all that good stuff is up there. You were just during my mic break music, that was also by Everything But the Girl. They remixed Carl Craig's A Wonderful Life, and that's also off the album Back to Mine. But for now, I'm gonna leave you with the Dresden Dolls off their something off their self-titled CD. This is a Bad Habit. So I'm signing off. I'll talk to you folks next time. Have fun, take care, and bye.
Writing keeps your words at bay, tending to the sores that stay. Happiness is just a dash away when I open a familiar scar. Pain goes shooting like a star. Comfort hasn't failed to follow so far. And you might say it's self-indulgent, you might say it's self-destructive, but you see it's more productive. And if I were to be happy, and pens and pen knives take the blame, crane my neck and scratch my name, but the ugly marks are worth the momentary gain. When I drive a sharpened object, cheating, bland accounts of two lovers meeting, make me want to give mankind a beating. You might say it's self-destructive, but you see I kicked the bucket 60 times before I kicked the habit. As the skin rips off, I cherish the revolt. Even if I quit, there's not a chance in hell I'd stop until you one can see.
Oral2DJ.QueenKV.org. Four more
episodes on
Queen KV's oral fixation.